just a few minutes left here to talk about the Michael Cohen hearing today, and then Kevin's got a great story from election night I'd like to share with everybody.
Fun.
And then we've got Jim Peterwick is going to be here. He's going to do a little music for us. He's got a new song. And play News or Roots. How crazy is that?
Great.
It's crazy.
I just heard him warming up in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Congressman Raja is joining us right now. Raja Krishnamurthy, who is the he's the congressman from Illinois. That's all you need to know for the purposes of this conversation. He was in that hearing today, got to ask some questions of Michael Cohen and a fellow Chicagoan. Michael Monaco was sitting right there behind.
He was
behind Michael Cohen, and there were a moment or two where Michael Cohen turned to Michael Monaco and was like, "Can I answer that question?"
And you usually got the
no.
That look.
Keep it down. All right, what was your take on what you saw today?
Hi, Ro. Hi, Anna. You know, it was. I guess I have a couple observations. One is, you know, he's obviously someone who was convicted of lying to Congress, and he's going to prison for it, 3 years starting in May. And so the question on everyone's mind is, you know, is he going to be telling the truth today? And so I think that from my vantage point, you know, nobody knows the consequences of lying to Congress more than Michael Cohen at this point. He knows it in terms of months and years. And so, you know, further lies would add to his sentence. And certainly there's going to be a lot of people looking for, falsehoods in his transcript. I thought the second observation is I thought he came across as credible today. I think that he seemed kind of liberated, and he was just going to tell his side of the story, and he answered all the questions. And I thought that overall we did learn some new information, and, you know, it was quite a long day.
One of the questions you asked actually made a bit of news because it created maybe some speculation about what it is we don't know in regards to the president and Michael Cohen. You asked, you know, if are you aware of any other wrongdoing or illegal acts by the president that haven't been discussed today? And his answer, yes, they're part of the investigation currently going on in New York, Southern District of New York. What do you make of that answer?
Yeah, it was a surprise answer to me. I wasn't sure that he would say yes. And what I made of it is that it seemed very sensitive because as soon as I asked the question, he said yes, but I can't get into it because it's the subject of an investigation in the Southern District of New York. And I'm pretty sure I have to go back and look at the transcript, but I think that he linked it to a answer to a previous question that I had, which was, when was the last time that you spoke to the president or communicated with him or someone acting on his behalf? And I believe he said in the early fall of 2018, a couple months after his raid. That was another piece of news, by the way. We did not know that the president had communicated with him after the raid. And again, he refused to answer the question about what was communicated during that conversation. He said that that is also part of this investigation. So it was news, and you know, we'll see what happens from here. But I'm told that Donald Trump was actually watching this hearing live from Vietnam, and I'm sure that it caused a little bit of a stir with his legal team too.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure his lawyers are watching this, you know, greatly, and they're trying to find something they lied about so they can go back to the Republican congressman so they can launch an investigation. And you know, this is, it's just everything's become so polarized. And I want to get to that exact point because yesterday, before this happened, Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, tweeted out that what appeared to be a threat or taunt. Taunt at the least, threat at the worst, of Michael Cohen. Hey, does your wife and father-in-law know about your girlfriends? Because they're going to learn a lot tomorrow. Which was, one could read that as like, hey, don't show up if you don't want that to come out. Or have the conversation, we're going to make this as hard as possible on you. And then Matt Gaetz walked through the committee room before this, right as Michael Cohen was walking in. Matt Gaetz walked through. He's not on the committee. He'd have no reason to be walking through there. What did you make of that, Congressman?
Well, first of all, that tweet was completely inappropriate. It was below the belt. It was it's unbecoming of a member of Congress. And in fact, you know, some folks considered it to be something that should be reported to the Ethics Committee. And I think it's under investigation in Florida under their ethics rules for attorneys and so forth. I think he's a former attorney, or he's a current attorney. Anyway,
yeah, he is, yeah.
Today he walked through, and again, it's just like, why are you doing this other than to potentially provoke you know, the witness, or to, you know, attract attention to yourself? And I just think that you're absolutely right. Like, this type of behavior, I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican, it's completely out of bounds. And I was extremely disappointed to see Congressman Gates do this.
Gates, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's Gates. You've been saying it wrong.
Yeah, it's G-A-E-T-Z. I don't know what to do with that. I don't understand. But weren't you surprised? And then they tried. Then two congressmen, Jim Jordan, right, and Mark Meadows, tried to stop the thing before it even started by using a procedural, to saying that they didn't have the paperwork in time.
Correct.
Was that fair?
Well, no, it was a stunt, and they, I don't think they let Chairman Cummings, Elijah Cummings, get more than a few words out of his mouth before they basically said, you know, they wanted to move to adjourn or postpone the hearing. And so, you know, again, it was to attract attention. And to some extent, it even looked like they were playing to Donald Trump. You know, they knew that the president's watching that moment. And it almost felt like they were playing to the cameras and to the president at that moment.
Russia came up a few times today. Do you think we really learned anything new? I know the part about, he was saying that the Moscow-Trump Tower negotiations, Michael Cohen says, continued beyond the campaign into the presidency. And there were also Russia, there were also the WikiLeaks that came up. What did you, did we learn something new on that front that you believe?
Well, I think there are a couple things that came out, although I think a lot more will come out tomorrow. So I'm on the House Intelligence Committee in addition to the Oversight Committee, and tomorrow we're going into closed session in the bunker underneath the Capitol to talk to Michael Cohen about Russia and Russia-related issues. Today, the one thing that came out was, you know, the reason why he's going to prison in part is that he lied to Congress. And he put out a statement to Congress that was false. And apparently that statement had been edited or workshopped by White House attorneys. And he identified one of them as Jay Sekulow. And so that's obviously a problem if the president's own attorney is editing the statement and it's, you know, materially false. So, that was with regard to the negotiations of the Trump Tower Moscow deal.
Before I let you go, Congressman, at the very end of his testimony, his final statement, Michael Cohen said that he's very concerned that if Donald Trump loses in 2020, there will not be a peaceful transfer of power. What'd you make of that?
Well, I think that was a little bit out of his bailiwick. I don't think that's something that he should have necessarily been testifying about. I think that there might be a little bit of hyperbole there.
Okay. All right. Not that there was any today throughout the entire room. I don't know. All right. Well, Raja, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It was the only instance of it that I saw.
Yeah.
Thanks, Congressman.
By the way, Raja, have you mentioned to Congressman Ro Khanna that there's a very important and popular talk show host in Chicago named Ro Khanna? Have you mentioned that to him?
I haven't yet, but now I'm going to ask him, were you named after Ro Khanna?
Yes, thank you. I would like you to do that. Thank you, Congressman. I appreciate it. All right, very important question.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, let's check in now with Eric Rung and find out what's going on at the top of the hour.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. A congressman used that old saying to describe the testimony of Michael Cohen today. More on that coming up at 6 from the WGN Newsroom.